Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest-running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
The finals for the National Drama Festival is here, with over $7 million in prizes, including the top prize of $1 million. Enjoy the 20 most exciting plays for 2016, from the debutante, junior, and open categories, with suspense, crime, drama, and comedy coming alive at the National Cultural Center from November 20th to the 27th. Showtimes, 18 hours. Admissions absolutely free. This comes to you with the compliments of the Ministry of Education and Guyana's Bigger Better Network, DigiCell.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throw in some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, June advised Cecil that he and Lucille should seek marriage counseling. She also warned him against being too friendly with Sister Patsy, who had started taking meals for him. Later, Sister Patsy defiantly told June that she planned to continue a close relationship with Cecil. Coretta told Wang that Ignatius had tried to kill her. This shocked Wang, and he finally decided that he would no longer support Ignatius in his attack against the village council. As we return to Murundoy, Monica is visiting June.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm good, June.
You here to James about the village council business?
No. I actually came to see you.
Okay.
I wanted to discuss something with you.
All right. Well, let's have a seat. Can I get you something to drink?
No. It's all right.
All right.
Is Mr. Carter here?
Yes, but he's resting.
Oh, all right. Well, let me get straight to the point. I came here with an idea I have.
I'm listening.
Well, your mother barging into the last village council meeting.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to see what I can do.
She is part of the reason I came up with this thing I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I went up to Victoria Village. Mm-hmm. They had an indaba and observance of the inaugural National Day of Villages.
Yes, I heard about that. Honestly, I had to look up the meaning of indaba because I wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah, it's basically a conference, South African in origin. So they had a number of activities, fair and exhibition, health outreach, workshops, family day, the whole lot.
That's good. It's a pity Murundoy didn't really do anything for the National Day of Villages.
Yeah, but next year, definitely. Anyway, when I went to the opening, it really dawned on me that many of the issues that they are having is the same ones we are having in Murundoy.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it seems like many of the villages have the same issues. Many young people not working, drug use, alcoholism are breaking away from traditions.
That's true.
They talked about the fact that people not really farming and things like that anymore. It's the same problems we got here in Murundoy.
Yeah. We have all the backlands just lying there and nobody doing anything with it.
It's a shame that most of the fruits and vegetables come from outside of this village. It's very worrying.
So what do you think we can do?
Well, I want us to form a restoration committee.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And what I mean is that this specific group of people must work with especially the young people to bring back village pride. Engage the older person so that they can feel like they still have a purpose. We got to get people planting again and doing cattle rearing. We need more seamstresses and tailors. We need more people giving classes and so on.
Sounds good.
And it fits into the plan of action for regional development. We're just getting a head start before the implementation of the plan.
Not bad at all. So what part do you want me to play?
I would like you to be a part of the committee, and I want to invite your mother as well.
Oh, she would love that.
That woman barging into the village council meeting was so not like her. And you know, nothing don't hide in this village. Everybody's susuing about what's going on with she and your father.
Yes. I actually caught two of the nurses talking about it at work.
I am so sorry to hear, June. Especially seeing how long they're married.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a miracle.
I hope so too. Anyway, if you don't mind, I would like you to ask her if she would like to be part of the restoration committee. I know why, do she? But she does be a little hostile towards me these days.
Really?
Don't take that on. I'm not a person who does bear malice.
I know. So who else you want to invite to be on the committee?
Well, Lawrenson tell me he want to be a part.
Okay.
And then there's you, Fineman, Ryan, Rhonda, and hopefully Lucille. Plus we can have overseas-based Murundoyans.
Sounds great.
So if you can, please talk to your mother and see if she will be willing to come on board.
Yes, I will go and see her and let you know.
Thank you, June. Somehow, we have to make a change in this village.
Ryan, you treating my daughter right?
Of course.
Daddy, we just got here. Gosh, man.
This man talking. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
When I'm the subject?
Ryan, let me go and drink a Maltabai.
You don't have any beers?
Also, recovering alcoholics.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Monica.
Divine. I got so excited when I see the car park outside.
Hi, Miss Monica.
Hi, Ryan. Local marriage life got y'all looking fresh and nice.
Like we never used to look fresh and nice before.
You know what I mean.
Whatever you say.
Ryan, bye. What the story say?
Just try, Miss Monica.
Mean you got to talk about the restoration committee.
No problem.
All right, son. I got the thing here. Let me go and catch a little breeze from the veranda.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope you left two malta for me and Divine.
Our case.
Yeah. Come, Divine girl. Let me heat up some chicken wings and yaff.
Mom.
Fuel?
Yeah. I thought you weren't home and I didn't get a response. I used my key.
Okay.
How come you have all the windows shut? The house is so dark.
It's better that way.
Ah, come on, Mom. Have you eaten?
I'm not hungry.
Get up. I'll make you something.
No, thank you.
Mom, please. You can't live like this.
Who said anything about living?
What?
Just here, waiting on my maker.
So you're going to starve to death?
Why not? What have I got to live for?
Me? Your grandchildren?
And what about my husband?
I'm working on that. Come on, man. Let's go into the kitchen and get you something to eat. I have something to discuss with you.
So your father doing, son?
Not too well right now. We lost a few tenants recently.
Really?
He thinks the village council has something to do with it.
Well, I hear nobody wants him there anymore. Ignatius got too many questionable things attached to his name, by. It's a miracle you turned out the way you did.
Yep, I hear that a lot.
Anyway, this restoration committee Monica talking about, what do you think about it?
I think it's a good idea. She asked me to think about ways we could encourage self-employment, especially for the young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need some motivation in this village. A lot of people just see greener pastures on the outside.
Yeah, look at the people moving out from Better Harvest.
Yeah, there's no reason we can't help turn things around.
You seem worried as well. Ryan messing up already?
No, it's nothing like that.
Okay, well, talk to me.
You know what it's like when you just get married?
Yeah, all the excitement. Especially when you're as young as you and Ryan. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I think me and Ryan might have been having a little too much fun.
What do you mean?
Well,
you're getting ready, fine. What is it?
I'm kind of late.
What? What do you mean you? Oh!
Yeah, my period. About 5 days late.
5 days?
Yeah, I mean, we have been taking precautions, but you know what happens.
Oh, boy. But you and Ryan ready for this? I mean, you're still very young and to get a child as soon as you get married?
Well, we don't know if it's that yet. I walk with the test.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I didn't tell Ryan anything.
All right. So you want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right, but don't let me waste time.
Mom, don't you feel better now that you've eaten?
There's food in my stomach. Doesn't mean I'm happy now.
Well, what do you think about being part of the restoration committee?
Monica seems to have asked her entire family to be a part of it. I mean, her husband and son-in-law are going to be a part. I'm surprised Divine is missing.
Ah, Mom, don't be like that.
I'm not too anxious to become involved with any group led by an alcoholic.
Monica no longer drinks? Mom, please think about it. It's critical that we do this for Marundo, and it will give you something to do.
I don't know, June.
Please, Mom. You can't spend your time grieving for Dad.
Oh, my goodness!
What?
See for yourself.
Oh, thank heavens it's negative.
Ah, now I could breathe again.
You and Ryan need to be more careful.
This is not going to happen again. Trust me.
I smelling wings.
Smells good.
Mm-hmm.
In the microwave.
Like we interrupt something?
No.
Not a thing. Everything is great. Everything is just perfect.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.